Nita Wilwan, I'm Sabrina Spencer with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Singer-songwriter known professionally as Saltwater Hank, also known as Jeremy Powell, is set to release a Semalyuk-only album on Canada Day. Powell is ancestrally from Tashkew and Metlahatla and is currently living in Prince Rupert, BC, where the album was recorded and produced. Powell talked with CFNR about the inspiration and process of writing and singing for such an album. First of all, I had to ask Powell for the correct pronunciation of his new album.
Al-an wil-yuhalt kalimi. That means, in our language, bentwood box full of songs. The first, like, widely available Semalyuk language album that has been given the thumbs up by first language speakers of Semalyuk. I just wanted to learn the language of my grandparents, the language of is attached to who I am. Throughout my 20s, I didn't speak it at all. When I moved back to Khan, I got really into it again. I just really wanted to delve into it to learn more about what makes us who we are as Tsimshian people. I've been really fortunate to have had so many language mentors along the way. My first exposure to the language comes by way of my grandfather, John Paul. And from there, I learned from so many people. It's really, really nice to have had so many people that are so willing to share what they know of our language. I work with the Tsimshian Semalyuk Language Authority. I'm kind of surrounded by language all the time, you know, whether it's working with elders who are recording Adao oral histories or working on our linguistic database, which gets uploaded to our First Voices online dictionary. Semalyuk language is my 9-to-5. It's an authentic expression of who I am and where I come from ancestrally. It feels good to create in Semalyuk. It's also a very, I'm not going to say easy, as you know, to learn and what have you, to wrap your head around sounds that are not present in English, which there's lots of them. Semalyuk is actually a very musical language. There's a lot of elongated vowels, and that's not just me saying it. Like, for example, our neighbors to the west across the Heket Strait, the Haida. Our word for them is the same. It's Haida, but their word for us in their language is the people with the beautiful voices.
Powell explains his transition from death metal in his early years to folk and country.
We had a metal band called Gibao. Back then, we were trying to write in Semalyuk, but we weren't going to elders and being like, is this right? We were just kind of like taking things off of the dictionary, and a lot of times they're singular form, pronouncing things haywire. And then on top of that, we were hollering them so nobody could really understand what we were saying anyways.
He goes on to explain the reasoning of releasing a Semalyuk-only album on Canada Day.
The way that I've thought about that is I have a bit of a cheeky response. What is Canada Day? And what is Canada when we, the Tsimshian people, have never signed a treaty? Our land is still unceded. So as far as I know it, it's still Tsimshian land. And the reason for going for July 1st is just to add another thing to celebrate on that day that is outside of what most people know that day to be.
The hopes are that even non-Semalyuk speakers will be able to appreciate the new album, and Powell hopes that it may be an inspiration to others to learn their own language.
The way that I look at it is we have so much music already that's in English, and as a Tsimshian person who is, you know, at the level that I am as a Semalyuk learner, I'm not quite fluent, and I hope to get there, and I hope to have that confirmed by the elders that I work with someday. That's like the ultimate goal. But as an art form, practicing songwriting, I think there's already enough English in the world, and that there needs to be more Semalyuk, and I'm going to do my best to continue with it and to continue writing in it, to continue putting out records in our language in hopes that more people will think about it, even not even just from our own villages and our own language group, but anywhere that needs their language to be kept alive. I just hope that people will listen to this record and be like, you know, oh, hey, you know, if they're, it doesn't matter where they're from, if they're, you know, Wet'suwet'en or Musqueam, you know, for example, that it'll help people to believe in themselves enough to, like I was able to create a language album of music in their own language.
The Saltwater Hank album will be available on Canada Day. I asked Pal where his album can be purchased.
It is going to be, well, on Bandcamp, and it's going to be available on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, YouTube, you name it, like it's going to be on there.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.